Richard Pills here, CEO of the British Regional Transport Association, because people have been saying that on trains lately, the behaviour of people putting their feet on the seats, eating, you know, shouting, running about, you know, letting their kids run about, means that basically train guards are trying to tackle all of this, and it's becoming a real problem because people have just got no self-awareness at all. Richard, a very good morning to you.
Morning.
So, I mean, I've noticed this as well. I mean, I don't know what it is, but, you know, for example, I use the tubes a lot more than I do the trains in London, and quite often you see people kind of, the doors open and you're standing on the train, they all come rushing in before they let you off, that kind of thing. How much of a problem is this?
Well, it is a problem. It's always been a problem in some ways. I don't know about yourself, but I'm old enough to remember when they used to do smoking on trains and buses.
Yeah, I remember that.
And for some people that was fine, other people it was a great agitation because they didn't want to smoke.
Right. Well, then you just go in the no smoking carriage, don't you?
Well, not if you're on a bus. I mean, trains, they used to have quiet carriages. I don't know if they still do.
Yeah.
But obviously some people are wedded to their iPhones. They have the volume on loud, and they don't care about what other people think or want.
I mean, I have noticed on buses, certainly, which I use quite a lot as well in London, people more and more now are listening to or watching things on their phone, where they used to use earphones where you wouldn't hear it, but now they've just got it on, like, loud.
Yes. So on the one hand, the nature of the problem has changed, but on the other hand, it's not particular just to railways.
No, it's an antisocial behaviour type thing, isn't it? I mean, do your members or people who are having to deal with this kind of thing in terms of, you know, inspectors, ticket inspectors and train guards, if you like, are they having more trouble than they used to have?
Presumably, yes, because people, there is a swathe of people who just do not care about, they want what they want and they don't consider others as much as perhaps they should do.
Oh.
And the causes of which we could go long and deep into, I suppose. But in terms of the management of the trains, it used to be the guard who had multiple responsibilities to the passenger.
Yes.
Now you get conductors who are more interested in revenue collection.
Yes. It's a sort of a societal breakdown that seems to be causing a lot of it as well, isn't it?
Yes, you could say that. And, of course, where people get their manners from, how they're brought up and so on, it all goes into society. But whenever you get a group of people from diverse backgrounds in a confined space, you're going to have some people who agree and some people who don't.
Right. Well, I mean, the thing is, surely you should all agree that you have to behave responsibly and you have to behave politely. You don't put your feet on the seats, you know, don't eat, you know, vast amounts of food in front of other people, don't shout, don't listen to a loud telephone. I mean, you shouldn't have to spell this stuff out, should you?
Well, that is true, but unfortunately, we live in a society where people have very diverse backgrounds.
And I don't care about that. If they're coming to live in this country, whatever their background is, or whether they're born in this country, surely there are mores of behaviour that they should follow.
Yes, you're quite right. But I'm fortunate because my parents taught me right and wrong.
Yeah.
I can't say I've always gone along with everything they've said, but there is a convention in this country where people do queue politely and don't push their way forward in life. But unfortunately, the market is about competition.
Yes, it is unfortunate. Richard, good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. Richard Pill, CEO of British Regional Transport Association. You know, your parents teach you right from wrong. Simple. Simple as that. If you don't know right from wrong, you're probably a complete and utter loser.